Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
All I want tonight is a tight game. I want a very, very close game late. I want Canty to be sweating
on his
couch. And
you're
going to
get that. You're going to get that in the Hawks Heat matchup. That's what you're going to have. You're going to have that tight game tonight, and then we're going to have a laugher with my Lakers moving on past the Timberwolves to an eye set toward the Memphis Grizzlies. That's what you're going to get. So get ready for it.
114-112 T-Wolves, 38 seconds left. Let's go. Let's go. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. I don't think it's too much to ask for. Canty is all fired up for this game tonight. It is time for the Progressive NBA Snapshot, and we are focusing for the moment on the Lakers and what this looks like if they can, in fact, make a run. Who's most responsible for it? Now, they have to get through tonight, as we know. They are playing a very shorthanded Minnesota Timberwolves team because of what happened the other day. First, Jaden McDaniels punches a wall, frustrated, breaks his hand. He's out for the rest of the season. Then you have Rudy Gobert punching Kyle Anderson, and the team suspends Gobert for the game tonight. He did not even make the trip to Los Angeles. Here is Kyle Anderson, Canty, on the fallout from the incident.
I feel like people are acting like they've never seen it before. We're grown men. We're able to put it behind us, and we both want to win. And, you know, we spoke about it that night, and just seeing how everything's playing out is kind of lame, honestly. Like, you know, we're teammates at the end of the day. I don't want it to be like a Kyle versus Rudy thing. That's never the case. You know, I always got my teammates back, and, you know, we moved on.
And, Canty, here's what... Yeah, it is lame. I mean, Canty, here's what's even funnier. Is that the day before, Rudy Gobert, in an article in The Athletic, absolutely praised the competitiveness and Kyle Anderson and how he talks. But when you act all of that or add all of that up, I just, it's very difficult to see a way that the Timberwolves win this game. And so with regard to what the Lakers can do thereon as the number seven seed, to me, it's all on the back of Anthony Davis. He will take them as far as they can go this year.
There's no doubt about it. And that's the thing that I think we have to focus on when you look at what this team is after the trade deadline, the pieces that they added, D'Angelo Russell, Jared Vanderbilt, Malik Beasley, Rui Hachimura. It's a completely reshaped roster. And what they've done, Rob Pelinka in the front office, is put knockdown shooters around LeBron and AD to properly space the floor and give those guys room to operate. And that's why the Lakers, since March 1st, they've led the league in the amount of free throw attempts of any team. And you're talking about them taking nearly 30 free throws every single game. And the reason why is because teams have trouble dealing with AD in one-on-one situations, but they're afraid to double because you've got guys that can knock it down from deep at a high clip. And Malik Beasley is one of those guys that can get really, really hot. D'Angelo Russell, the same thing. So in playing the Lakers honest in the half-court offense, you've got some matchup issues. And that's why Anthony Davis has been able to dominate. And you can make a case that he's been the most dominant big since the beginning of March in the Western Conference, and that's Nikola Jokic included. So think about what he does on both ends of the courts, the opportunities that he creates with second chance points because of his rebounding, being able to essentially be a threat in pick and roll situations for LeBron James, being able to create offense for other guys by passing out of double teams. Anthony Davis has been great, and this is the moment now that Lakers fans have been waiting for since AD was traded from New Orleans to LA. We've been waiting for this moment where LeBron James finally passes the torch to AD, and it feels like this postseason has to be that time in order for the Lakers to make a deep playoff run.
Look, that torch has to be passed because AD is the difference maker for the Lakers. That's just it. LeBron is an amazing player. But LeBron, it's not one and two. As you said earlier, it's one and 1A. But LeBron's the 1A here. And for me, if I'm going to look at this realistically, I think AD is going to have to be not just the most important figure here, but I also think that this is most important to him and his long-term legacy. Because as much as we have fun with the fact when I call the championship from the bubble, the summer camp championship, there are people that look away about it when it comes to Anthony Davis, okay? I understand that the entire league had 2.5 months off before they went back to play in the bubble. But AD especially, considering his health, needed that 2.5 months, and there was no travel involved. So it does, while there were challenges presented by being in the bubble, at the same time, I personally, and I think many others feel this way, don't treat that championship the same way you would treat one that was won in a fashion like every other one, of going on the road, of dealing with all of the different problems that come with having to play back-to-back and being exhausted and traveling and all that. Canty, for me, AD needs this one for his legacy a lot more than LeBron, because I don't know how much different I'm going to look at LeBron if they win a championship. I know I'm going to look at AD a lot differently.
Yeah, and that's fair. I get where you're coming from, but I think when we start having a LeBron James conversation, the only other player that we're comparing him to is Michael Jordan. Hell, LeBron even said he's chasing ghosts right now. If LeBron were to get to 5 championships and having won a ring at every franchise he's played for, I think he gets a little bit closer to MJ when it comes to that level of greatness. And who's to say that he doesn't have an opportunity to compete for a championship next year? So I would say this, in looking at the totality of the situation, LeBron James probably has the best supporting cast around him since he's put on a Lakers uniform. And given how this season has unfolded, the fact that he was able to pass Kareem for the most points scored in NBA history, if he were to achieve that level of greatness and win a championship in his 20th season in the NBA, I think that speaks volumes about not only his competitive greatness, but his ability to have longevity in this game. To actually come in with the hype and the fanfare and to live up to the promise and in a lot of ways exceed that and to get even closer to Michael Jordan, I think there's more to gain for LeBron James than there is for Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis is a really good player. He's top 75 NBA all time. So he's got that under his belt. I mean, if he won a championship, yeah, that's great that he's got multiple rings, but everybody's still going to be questioning whether or not Anthony Davis can stay healthy and whether or not he can do it without LeBron James. I think with LeBron James, the question now becomes, you know, how close is he to Michael Jordan? Is he at that same level? I think that becomes a big conversation this summer if LeBron James is holding up the Larry O'Brien trophy.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app at Progressive. They're making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Canty, we shift over to a team that is playing tonight as well with the Atlanta Hawks. According to reports, Hawks ownership has given the go-ahead to the front office to make any moves that they need to make this a championship team, and that includes the possibility of trading away Trae Young. We had Nick Friedel, ESPN NBA reporter, who is going to be covering that game on earlier today, and here is Nick's thoughts on if Trae Young's days might be coming to an end in Atlanta.
My guess is, having watched enough of these sagas play out in the league over time, if you don't have everybody aligned as this is our guy and this is the face, then at some point they're going to move him. What they get back in return and what would happen after that, we're going to see. If you have a guy that everybody believes in, that you believe is the number one face and player of a team that can win a title, you don't see all these stories pop out. And that's what's happened in Atlanta, and that's why I don't think anybody around the league would be surprised if a move is forthcoming either this summer or at next year before the deadline at some point.
Yeah, it's amazing. He's been to a conference finals, and yet I watched Trae Young play, and Canty, I don't for a moment believe that he is that centerpiece player of an organization that's going to win a championship. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I'm with you, and I'm not sure that the leadership intangibles are there for such a prominent player. Like, that would be the thing. The sports character of it all would be the deciding factor on whether or not I decide to build around the guy or whether I ship him off and try to get back a haul in order to reset my franchise. And I think with Trae Young, we've seen this Hawks franchise cycle through head coaches. You see them cycle through front office personnel. You've seen them cycle through other stars that they've brought in to play alongside Trae, and none of it has worked out. And so at this point, you have to ask yourselves, is it Trae Young, or is it something that we're doing in terms of what our formula for success is and what our overall strategies have been? And I think as time continues to pass, Atlanta starts to move closer to the former in the problem being Trae Young rather than the latter. I'm with you. I think you explore the market and see what you could get back in return for a Trae Young trade, see what type of package you can get back, and let that be, you know, let that be what guides you in terms of where this franchise goes next. But it's clear to me that, you know, they have to do something in order to get this team to move forward. And right now, it doesn't seem like that thing is going to be Trae Young.
Well, we've got now two guys that were literally traded for each other at the 2018 draft with Trae Young and Luka Doncic. And the way their career paths have gone, Canty, it's pretty astonishing how it's almost mirrored each other. I mean, Luka's gone to a conference finals as well, but both of these organizations find themselves very much at a crossroads. If we're looking at these two teams, I don't know that I can pick between the two of them as to who is better positioned to go win a championship right now, or even, you know, might be close in a couple of years. I don't know. I think the Hawks have better supporting talent around Trae Young, but...
Oh, there's no question about that. Yeah. I don't think that's debatable.
But if let's just argue that Kyrie came back, you obviously have two superstar players on the Dallas Mavericks at that point. And a guy that has, say whatever you want about Kyrie, he has won a championship before, and the Mavericks very badly want him back. Very badly want him back.
Well, they don't have any choice, right? They've given away all of their assets in various trades in order to bring in stars to play alongside Luka. And they don't have any draft capital. They don't have any second-round picks for the foreseeable future. And they don't own their first-round pick this year. That belongs to the Knicks. Now, that's top 10 lottery protected, and a big reason why they sat all their stars on the last weekend of the regular season to try to claw that back. But they don't have a lot of ways to get better. The Atlanta Hawks do. The Atlanta Hawks also have DeJounte Murray, who's a 20-point-a-night scorer, which matters. They have DeAndre Hunter, who is a former top-five pick. They have John Collins. They've got Bogdanovich. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've got players that they can use as a part of the rebuild, or players that they can put together in a package in order to bring over other stars. So, I mean, I think Atlanta has more pathways to get better, and that's the whole point. That's why I would say that they have a better shot. The other thing, Atlanta has a competent coach in Quinn Snyder.
Oh, that's
former
true.
Coach of the year. Like, there's a huge difference between Quinn Snyder and Jason Kidd in terms of coaching. So there's that aspect of it. And then you also consider the fact that Atlanta's in the East. I mean, the East is top heavy. You're talking about the top three teams. Outside of that, you feel like there's room to ascend. Whereas in the West, there's a lot of parity, and all of those teams are jumbled up. So I think your path to becoming a top four, top five team in the conference is easier if you're Atlanta versus the Dallas Mavs. So for all of those reasons, I think the future is brighter for Atlanta than it is with Dallas, even though Dallas has the better star in Luka Doncic.
I tell you, if I'm the Hawks and I'm looking to make a trade and I'm ready to try to go win a championship, I'm calling up Portland. I am absolutely trying to see if I can convince Dame Lillard to come here and make it happen. Because the situation in Portland is a very interesting one. Their GM Cronin came out the other day and said, listen, we got to win now. He clearly feels the pressure. They want to do right by Dame Lillard, who has been just beyond loyal to them. Granted, he has been paid handsomely to be loyal, but he easily could have asked out a couple of years ago with the way things have gone in Portland, and he hasn't. You listen to his comments the other day. Yeah, he wants to win in Portland. He wants to stay there, but are we going to be headed in the right direction? Canty, they have young players.
Mm-hmm.
If I were the Portland Trailblazers and I were the Atlanta Hawks, I would get together and start discussing a Lillard for Young type contract or type deal. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I have to pitch in on either side, maybe I do that. But, you know, the one thing to remember about Lillard, as much as we love him, he's got another 4 years north of $200 million left on his contract. So while you're trading for a 33-year-old guy who is a difference maker and a great, great player, you better win that championship. I think if I was Atlanta, I would take that risk.
And here's the other thing. Atlanta has two first-round draft picks. They have the Hornets pick, and then they ultimately end up having the Hawks pick. So, I mean, it'd be interesting to see what ends up happening. Well, actually, no, they don't have that. The Hornets have that because of the protections. But they do have draft picks is the point. Like, Atlanta has draft picks as opposed to where the Dallas Mavs are. And so, yeah, you try to call up Portland and see exactly what it would take in order to get Dame Lillard. I know it's not going to be cheap, but that's what you do in these types of situations. You have to look at those draft picks as tools to be able to acquire pieces that can help you do top end winning. And those picks, along with Trae Young, can be the foundation of a really attractive package. Now, ultimately, is that going to be someplace that Damian Lillard wants to go? Not sure. And I think Dame has let it be known, if he's going to leave Portland, it's got to be a championship ready made contender. Because he's been loyal to that franchise, but it's at least worth a phone call, to your point. But there'll always be disgruntled stars that want to move out of their current situation. And Trae Young is an attractive trade chip to dangle if you're the Atlanta Hawks.
Who says no to that trade?
I think Damian Lillard says no to that trade, and that's the point. I mean, before we even get to the teams of it all, I think Lillard says no. And if you're Portland, you got to do right by him, because he's giving you every opportunity to try to rebuild.
It would be the best team he's ever been on. It would be. If you have the majority of that surrounding talent, it would be the best team he's ever been on.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, now I don't know if that's where you want to set the bar, though. That's the problem if you're Dame Lillard. I don't think it is. I think you need to go higher and put yourself really in that one spot. Maybe if things didn't work out, maybe it's the Knicks. You know, Jalen Brunson can play off guard. Maybe that's a spot. I don't know. I'll tell you, it's going to be hard. As you said, you'd rather have volunteers than hostages if you're Portland right now.
Yes.
But you may not have a choice than to go out and try to make those moves and trade away young assets to get veterans there right now to help win right now. Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. Did you know that people often say stupid things? They do. And guess what? We're going to hear some of them coming up in just moments in a little segment that we like to call, "They Said What?" Yes, it's on the way. Grand slams, no hitters, double plays are back. No better place to get in on the MLB action than FanDuel, America's number one sports book. That's because right now, new customers can step up to the plate with a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. Go to FanDuel.com/play to sign up. FanDuel, official partner of Major League Baseball.
21 plus in select states. First online real money wager only. $10 deposit required. Refund issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Tennessee, and Virginia. 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 533-342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777, or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700, or visit kesgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York, 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming, or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Yeah, by the way, can LeBron lay off crowning himself for getting the seventh seed from the other day? Wow, what an accomplishment, Bron. Come on.
Well, think about how bad this team was in the first half of the season. Stop, man. Why are you crowning on the Lakers himself all the time? He is the king. He should crown himself.
That's not when I'm choosing to put on the crown, okay?
Well, listen, listen. Say what you will. This has been a roller coaster season for the Lakers.
And it's his fault.
Well, you can blame him, but here's the thing. If he can overcome the start that they had, think about this, man. This team had not been 500 until the end of March. End of March. They had a losing record all year, and we're talking about them having a legitimate shot to get to the NBA Finals. That is a hell of a turnaround for anybody. So for LeBron James taking that first step, I can understand why he would want to crown himself being in his 20th season in the NBA, his age 38 season, able to carry this team with a 36-6-6 performance.
I'll tell you who wouldn't put a crown on himself in that spot, Jordan. He would not be all pumped up to make the play.
Did you see Jordan playing like this in his age 20 season? I think not.
No, I did not either. I saw him in Washington. I agree.
Let's keep it a buck now. What LeBron James is doing is unprecedented.
They started 2-10 because he tried to convince Russell Westbrook to come here in the first place. Come on. Started 2-10 because it was his fault.
I didn't say he was an all-time great GM. I said he was an all-time great player.
I know. All I'm saying is to get to the play-in, the crown bit, that's a bit much. You're LeBron James, for Pete's sake. You know what? Act like you're LeBron James. That's not
it. But you know what, though? Him having that level of enthusiasm and excitement, that matters, man. Like, it still means something to him. Like, he's still out here grinding and doing that. After he is one of the most decorated, one of the most accomplished NBA players ever. Like I just said, it's him and Michael Jordan in the room and nobody else when it comes to the greatest players of all time. That's
116,
it.
113, 28 seconds left tonight. Timberwolves, let's go. Let's go.
I can't with you. Don't we have another topic that we need to talk about
tonight? We do.
We have something else lined up for this segment? Can we get into that? Can you stop fat-handing the show and the segment? Thank you.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio. Also on Sirius XM Channel 80, we're presented by Progressive Insurance. By the way, also available on your smart speakers. People say dumb things. We like to make fun of them.
They say what? What?
I have to believe one and one is three. I can't operate where one and one is two.
They said what?
Oh, every time I forget how enjoyable that is. Every single time with Jerry. Canty, up first, Carson Palmer, former NFL quarterback, on the QB Room podcast. His impressions of Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes.
Joe's the best quarterback in the league. I know Patrick is phenomenal, but I just think Joe's more consistent. He's more consistent. He's more accountable to run the system and the play that's called and not feel like, well, he didn't win last time and get open for me, so I'm going to do it with my feet. And then before you know it, you're socked for a four-yard loss because you tried to make two or three guys miss. Joe is just, they're talking about not having a weakness.
Oh, dear God, stop. Stop.
more consistent. Did he just say more consistent?
Yes. Stop. That's what he said. More consistent.
You know how Pat Mahomes is consistent in getting to the conference finals
and conference championships
and winning championships. Like, think about this. Pat Mahomes, Carlin, he's been the starter full time since 2018. There has not been a season where he has been a starting quarterback in the NFL, where his team was not in the conference championship. And guess what? He's been to three Super Bowls. So more often than not, his team is in the Super Bowl. And he's won two Super Bowls. So more often than not, when his team gets to the big game, they win it. Take that in your consistency pipe and smoke it, Carson Palmer. What are you talking about? Just because Joe Burrow has a better head-to-head record against Pat Mahomes does not mean Joe Burrow is a better quarterback. There is not one general manager in the National Football League, including the GM for the Cincinnati Bengals, that would take Joe Burrow over Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes just gives you more. Yeah, he can play within the structure of the offense, but he can also play outside of the structure of the offense. You know why you don't see Joe Burrow go outside of the structure of the offense that often? It's because he can't do it as well as Pat Mahomes can. That's the whole point. There are more limitations on what Joe Burrow can do than on what Pat Mahomes can do. Now, I'm not trying to disparage Joe Burrow's greatness because I think he's the second best quarterback in the National Football League right now. But Pat Mahomes is wearing the crown as the greatest player in the NFL right now and the greatest quarterback, period, point blank.
To quote the great Stephen A. Smith, Carson Palmer, stay off the weed. Up next, Mark Murphy, who is on a bus tour of Wisconsin, the Packers president, fielding questions on guess who.
Is the ball essentially in their court? Like you've said, this is what we want, either A, B, C, or D, and you're kind of waiting for them to.
Yeah, I can't really get into that. Okay. I mean, you know, I know Brian and Joe have been talking. It is interesting, you know, 15 years ago or in a similar situation. I'm really glad that Aaron Rodgers turned out to be such a good quarterback, and I'm hopeful that Jordan Love turns out to be a similar quarterback.
Okay, first of all, is he doing the interview in a bird sanctuary?
Right.
Because in the background, like I was expecting to hear a parrot say, you know, A-Rod likes ayahuasca. A-Rod likes ayahuasca. In the background with whatever those birds were that were chirping.
Yeah. Mark Murphy has been really, really strange as of late. I mean, just some of the comments that he's made about Aaron Rodgers and what's going on and the impending trade to the New York Jets. It feels like he's having entirely too much fun with this whole thing. And maybe this is him taking a victory lap after Aaron Rodgers put the franchise. Well, think about it. It's kind of like he has Rodgers and the Jets over the barrel because Rodgers isn't going to come back to Green Bay. And there's only one team that Rodgers seemingly wants to play for. And Mark Murphy is the one that's ultimately going to decide when Aaron Rodgers can join his new team. So maybe he takes a little joy in being able to dictate the terms of engagement for Aaron Rodgers, as opposed to it being the other way around the past 3 years.
And a bus tour. Like, what are the top things he could say?
Is it John Madden? He's gonna tour the country in a bus?
It makes me think of, like, a political candidate. Like, what is he going to do? Get off the bus and say, read my lips. No more Randall Cobb.
Oh, man.
Mark Last Murphy. One, Canty. And I have to read the quote here because I can't even dignify playing it here. How about your guy, Paul Pierce?
This is a good one.
Oh, this is a good one. Went on a podcast, the I Am Athlete pod. As we know, Paul Pierce was cut loose by ESPN. Why? Because he was on an Instagram Live smoking weed with strippers in the background.
Yeah.
So here is his exact quote. I got fired for having some entertainment. It's girls dancing. And we're blowing some tree. What did I do wrong?
Yeah. Truth. Let me give you some truth. Isn't that what Paul Pierce calls himself? Truth. Let me give you some harsh truth. When you have these corporate gigs, you got to make sure that you put the right image out there in terms of your personal persona. And let me tell you what you didn't do. You might be celebrating being in the Hall of Fame, and that's all well and good, but you ain't got a dry snitch and put that on social media. I didn't think you needed to have the Instagram Live. There's no rules against doing any of the things that Paul Pierce was doing. And in fact, there are a lot of athletes, current and former, that enjoy relaxing in that very same way. You just can't put that out there for public consumption, Paul Pierce, and you should know that. So, you got fired on your day off for being stupid. Not for what you did, because that ain't the crime. The crime is putting it on social media. Why do we live in a world where everybody wants to tell on themselves via Instagram and TikTok and Twitter? I don't get it, big fella. It makes no sense to me. But that's some truth for Paul Pierce, so he needs to put that in his pipe and smoke it.
Oh, so disappointing, Paul. Yeah. That...
But he's out here living his best life, though. I think Paul Pierce is just fine. He's okay.
Oh, my God.
He's all right. He's living his best life.
Yeah, I don't worry about him long term.
Oh. No, he's good. He's okay.
But if he was
confused about why he got fired, I just broke it down for you to a fine powder.
Well, but if you're, I mean, can you really be confused, Paul?
Well, with all the weed that he was smoking, all the tree that he was smoking then, I got to imagine he's smoking more tree now. So it could be confusing for him, genuinely.
Canty and Carlin, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app presented by Progressive Insurance. Canty, which of the 8 to 10 seeds right now in the play-in in the NBA are you buying long-term stock in? We will find out next on ESPN Radio.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Canty and Carlin, the podcast.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. David in Indiana wants to get after Canty, so let's let him do it. David, have at it, buddy. You're on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys. Love the show. Canty, ordinarily, you are incredibly insightful, and I learn a lot listening to you on about, let's just say, 99% of topics. But I'll use a Bill Simmons analogy here. You guys know who Bill Simmons is, right? The old ESPN columnist, sure. Now runs The Ringer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. he is an incredibly intelligent person when it comes to sports, except when he's talking about Boston sports teams. Then he loses about 40 IQ points and all objectivity. when you talk about the Lakers and LeBron, you lose 40 IQ points and all objectivity. Crowning yourself for a 7 seed? No way. No chance. You know, imagine your boy Patrick Mahomes crowning himself for getting the 6 seed and a wild card next year in the AFC playoffs. He would never, ever do that. Just no chance.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're talking about Pat Mahomes in year 20 doing that, then that might be a little bit of a different story. We all recognize
all right,
LeBron
let's put it
James
another way.
LeBron James ain't in his prime. This is not prime LeBron James. This is LeBron James in the twilight of his career, but nobody seems to recognize it just because the guy is a monster averaging 28, 8, and 6. When have we seen somebody do that in his age 38 season? We just don't see it happen. It's an anomaly. It's an outlier, but we somehow hold that against him from the standpoint that, okay, it's LeBron, it's not what he used to be, and he can't will his team to be out of the play-in and in a playoff series, so we're going to somehow hold that against him? How does that make sense? What part of the game is that?
Canty, Tom Brady would never do that. Not in his 20th year, he wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is it was a bit much. That's all. You know, win a round, okay, then I get it because of how challenging the season has been.
Sure.
You're in the play-in. Even if you made the 6 seed, I think that would be an incredible achievement. You're playing tonight. Could have had the week off if you beat the Clippers. I mean, come on.
I hear where you're coming from, man. I get it. It's the play-in. It's not a regular playoff series. But let's also be real about this. This thing came down to a game. It came down to a game. It's not like the Lakers were like all this way off. They lost a game in a second night of a back-to-back against the LA Clippers, which relegated them to play-in tournament. Had they won that game, you're talking about them being in a playoff series after not being above 500 until April. Until April. Think about that. We're the entirety of the season, we're not above 500 until April, and we found a way to be a top 6 seed in the Western Conference. Like that's the part where it's like I get that I might not be the most objective person when talking about the Lakers, but we still can't dumb down the accomplishments of LeBron James and how he pulled this team out of a nosedive this season, him and Anthony Davis. Think about this. AD played in 56 games. LeBron James played in 55 games. Like, think about how many games both of those guys missed, and we're still talking about them being a team that has the potential to come out of the West and go to the NBA Finals.
But no. Hang on. You're talking about it. A few people are talking about it, but we're talking about the NBA. This is where I think it's just beyond misguided to completely ignore, even when they were playing, some of the inconsistency of the season and just assume that they can put it together and go to the NBA Finals. That's where you lose me.
Well, here's the thing. They have a chance. Nobody's dismissing the fact that they have a chance. Think about that.
Oh, I'm dismissing.
No. Well, just hold on. You might be that lone few because you're just such a Lakers hater. But all the analysts that we have at the network on radio and on television, they all say the Lakers have a chance. Think about that. Saying that for a team that wasn't above 500 until April.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.